the discovery of psychedelics is the discovery that all of this cultural machinery is just Wizard of Oz stuff.
Don't think. Feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
That's it. How did it feel to you?
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The prophecy is true.
Welcome to the Astro Mind Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's Cal Marquez. Thank you so much for joining me today on another episode of the Astro Mind Podcast. Here's peace, here's love, here's life. I hope you're having your best day. If you're not, choose to do so because your reality exists in your mind. Today, on this episode, we've got a very special guest. I always like these guests who've got a wealth and a bulk of experience. Talking to Krista Francoeur today, and she's worked as a designer, she's built with companies and things like that, but she's moved more over to a mystical approach to things. She's adopted this way of moving through life as a mystic, involving her life with business and things like that. And she just has a wealth of information. She's worked with some very big name people like Deepak Chopra, worked with one of the highest institutes in the realm of metaphysics. And we're just happy to have her input and her information today on the show. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool things, so stay tuned. Krista, why don't you say hello to the audience and tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get started in this whole spiritual thing?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. Super happy to be here today. I am, my archetype is a creator. I am a creator of all things beautiful. And, I've had a 14-year career as a designer, creating everything from brands to, you know, marketing stuff for folks. I've done some app design, product development, a whole gamut of things. And that kind of led me down the path of, ending up working with some really amazing companies in the personal transformation realm. And I had some really great experience working with a company called Mind Valley. I moved to Malaysia in 2014 and worked for them for about 2.5 years. And, you know, you mentioned some other companies that I've worked with. It just kind of opened up some doors to work with some other really fantastic teachers and authors in that space. And yeah, I think doing that kind of work has really sort of put me in alignment with my Dharma. And now I'm kind of at this point where I'm funneling all of my creative energy into my company, Wild Remedies. And what we do is we make products that harness the beauty and magic of nature to help people become healthier and more mindful, and also striving to conserve wild places while honoring Mother Nature. And I really started that company because of my own health challenges. I deeply understand what it's like to not have health. That's really, you know, the karmic lesson in my life has really been to, you know, experience a very wide range of health issues over my life ever since I was really little. And, you know, it's been really challenging, but at the same time, if I hadn't gone through those experiences, I don't think I would have become, you know, a health food entrepreneur. So, you know, those things happen for a reason. And now I get to share my experience with other people and hopefully be able to, you know, help others through my story. I know that's one of the reasons that I decided, you know, to kind of get the word out through podcasts, is because I absolutely love listening to podcasts myself. I've learned so much that way. I don't know how many times I've listened to somebody's story and been like, oh my God, you know, that totally relates to something that's happening in my life right now. And, you know, you get like a little ping of inspiration or, you know, another rabbit hole to go down that kind of helps us along on our own journeys. And I love that information can be shared that way now. I think that's really cool. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have a really long story that I can tell, or like, is there something a little bit more specific we should focus on today? What do you think?
I like the rope-a-dope method. And I call it that because it's like, we're just going to go with the punches. We're just going to roll with it. I like your what you've presented already, because there are lots of just gems in who you are as a person. I'm interested in your work with Mind Valley, your work with some of these bigger name, more well-known, holistic teachers and things like that. And, Wild Remedies. I want to dive into all of that stuff. But tell me first about Malaysia. I've obviously never been outside of this country even that I'm in. So it's an interesting thing for someone to say, hey, I was doing this corporate thing for a long time. And I was getting to the top. I was grinding. I was making it happen. And then I just left that. And I was like, you know what? I want to stop doing this specifically. And I want to move over to start doing something else and working in that field. What was that transition like? What was Malaysia like? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So at the time, okay, so I'll kind of take it back a little bit. Okay. So starting with like these health challenges that I've had my whole life. It started out as a child with just constant throat infections. I had like tonsillitis about like 10 times a year. It was like absolutely outrageous. I had other weird things I had to have a couple of surgeries for. But it was just always something. I was just always plagued by something. As I got a little bit older into my 20s, I had my tonsils removed and, you know, I stopped getting tonsillitis, but then other things started happening. So I had severe clinical depression. I started getting panic attacks. I had huge inflammation in my body. I gained, 70 pounds, something like that. And I was in extreme pain all of the time. And I kind of got to a point where I hit rock bottom. And I knew nothing about nutrition at that point. I woke up every day just hating my body. And I'd been told by, the Western medical system that, you're just sick and you got, the shit end of the stick and this is just how it is, right? Just take more pills. I was on 8 prescriptions at one point in my early 20s. Yikes. And it was just kind of like, this is just the way you are. And that's how it is. Here is more medication, right? Not understanding at that point that, a lot of those medications probably had something to do with why I was sick, and also all of the emotional things and stuff on top of that. So I was feeling like pretty bad, right? Like I was still a very ambitious person. I had my own ad agency at that point. And I honestly don't know how I functioned, because I remember like being so, so sick and like having to sleep for 4 hours every afternoon. Yet I had my own company and I was managing all these things. I don't know how I did that, but I was a very ambitious person, and I just pushed through, right? Just push. And then one day I was also doing a lot of self-medicating at the time. Again, knew nothing about nutrition, didn't understand the concept about like what we put into our bodies, it really affects how how we are in the world. And I was trying to numb, right? So I partied a lot. And one day I was hungover on the couch watching Netflix. I really love documentaries and things. And I remember watching a food documentary. It was like Hungry for Change or Forks Over Knives, one of those ones. And that was like a huge paradigm shift for me. And I was like, wait, what? Like there's companies that like purposely put chemicals and stuff into our food in order to get us addicted to them. And, all of these inflammatory things and da, da, da. And I was like, nah, like what? Are you kidding me? And that, pissed me off. Right. Obviously. And kind of gave me the understanding that it doesn't need to be this way. Right. You can eat whole foods, you can change the way you think, all of these different things. That was kind of like my first introduction to it. And also around that time, I think the documentary, The Secret, had just came out. And so I had watched that. And that was really interesting to me. I'd always been, I think especially for women, we kind of fantasize about these magical kind of lives, right? I feel like magic just sort of like lives within us, right? It always seemed very cool and fairy tale-ish as a child. And then you kind of grow up and it's like, oh, those things aren't really real. But this was kind of bringing those concepts to life, but in, you know, a more kind of like scientific sort of way, which in the beginning I kind of related to. And so, you know, I kind of went down the path of learning about quantum physics. I remember reading Physics of the Soul by Amit Goswami and just being like, wow, like this is legit, you know?
Yeah.
And then I started testing it out on myself and just, you know, trying certain things, certain thought patterns. And I'm kind of a believer that like, when you decide to start exploring these types of concepts, that the universe will give you a pretty big sign in the beginning. And for myself, that, you know, that first really like proof for me was I had pitched to get this new client that I really wanted. It was like the biggest client of my life. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be fantastic. And I ended up not getting it. But instead of, you know, beating myself up or, you know, being really upset about it, I was like, okay, let's just kind of flip the script here and my thought patterns around it. And I just, you know, told myself, I was like, no, you know what? These guys are going to come back to me and they're going to tell me that it didn't work out with the other agency and that they're going to hire me instead. Right. And, you know, I don't even think this is traditionally how you would frame these things, but that's just what I did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I just thought about it every day, you know, for a couple of weeks. And, you know, I just had this kind of belief. And within a couple of weeks, I literally like verbatim got a phone call and they said, hey, Krista, it didn't work out with the other guys. Can you like drive up here and like, you know, get started on this project? And I was like, what is happening?
Yes, I'm ready. Come on.
Well, it was just like, I remember just like screaming. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. And I told my mom, and like my mom's not really into this sort of stuff, right? But even she was like,
that's pretty weird. That's
wild. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
So to me, yeah, that was just like, okay, there's something here. And so at that point, you know, my health was improving because, you know, I dove straight into like this crazy vegan cleanse. And, you know, it's not something that I stick with long term, but I definitely felt a lot better at the end of that because I was putting, you know, whole nutritious foods in my body, which I wasn't doing before. So I was feeling better. I was becoming more resilient. You know, I had, you know, all these cool spiritual concepts that I was really starting to look into. I was getting more creative with that. You know, I got like my Reiki certification and I was trying all of these, you know, cool things and finding a community around that. And then I got to the point where I was like, I just wanted a change. I felt not trapped by my circumstances, right? I think that was another really big paradigm shift too, was, you know, these concepts taught me that you aren't a victim of your circumstances and that you can change these things. You can have responsibility for your health. You can, you know, choose different foods. Just because somebody's wearing a white coat and tells you you're going to be sick for the rest of your life doesn't mean that that is the case, right? They're not, you know, it's you are the expert. You can change these things. And yeah, I was just feeling, you know, like I needed a change. And I was like, well, you know what, maybe I'll just go get a job somewhere, you know, like what are things that I like to do? I wanted to get out. I wanted to, you know, move to another country or do something totally different. And I just kind of had the inspiration. I was like, well, you know what, maybe I'll get into like app design or something. And I was like, well, let's just see like, what are the apps that I like to use on my phone? I'm going through my phone and I was using the Omvana app, which is created by Mindvalley. I was like, well, let's check out this company. Like, what is this about? So I looked them up and I was like, whoa, like this company looks so cool, right? Like it's like this very Google-esque office and their marketing is fantastic. And it's in this Kuala Lumpur, the city in Malaysia. I didn't even know where Malaysia was. But I was like, I'm going to apply and I'm going to see what happens. So I applied and a couple of weeks later, I got the job and I sold everything that I owned and got on a plane to Malaysia, still not really knowing where it was. I was like, I think it's somewhere by Thailand. I don't know. I'll just go and see. And yeah, that's essentially how I ended up there. And it was a really, really cool experience. Like there was a lot of really frustrating aspects of it. Living in a foreign country, doesn't matter where it is, has its challenges. After I left Malaysia, I did some nomading for a few years, and it doesn't matter if you're in Asia or Europe or in Mexico, things are just done a different way than at home. And, you know, there's different cultural things. And when you're in that all the time and you're trying to operate in a way that you're used to back home, sometimes those things just, you know, pose challenges, like the way the banking system works, or, you know, if you're trying to get something in the mail, it's just like those little everyday things that can be very frustrating. Right. But the experience working at Mindvalley was really rewarding because of the people that I worked with. That company draws talent from all over the world. And, you know, we had, I think, 200 people in the office at the time that I was there from 45 different countries. Wow. So, yeah, so it was very cool. And, you know, working at a place like that, it's kind of like you show up and you automatically have 200 new friends. Everyone's into personal growth, right? We're all kind of around the same age. It's kind of like, I don't know, college or whatever it kind of felt like, to be honest. But yeah, it was just, it was a very welcoming community, and the first time in my life that I really had a community. And yeah, we got to explore so many cool things. Like we had amazing authors like, you know, Lisa Nichols and all of these people that work with Mindvalley that would come to the office, or, you know, we'd go to A-Fest and get to meet really incredible people. So it definitely helped change my perspective for what is possible in my life. And yeah, really helped me down the path that I'm on now, for sure.
Interesting. There's a lot to unpack with that. You do have a long story, and I like it. I like it. It's just like, I'm just like, ah, yes. I love the nomading. It's such a hard thing to do. You know, you're just like, hey, I got the job. I sold everything I had, and I just moved to Malaysia. This foreign country. I knew no one in this place. I just went. There's something about that, like, let's do it, you know. And I feel like I've gotten to this place of just let's do it, like, you know, whatever, let's just dive into this. See you drinking something green there, very good. I wanted to ask you more about nutrition as well, but you said you were making these spiritual strides before you went to Malaysia that really grafted your mind in such a way that you were like, I want to go and do this. I want to make some changes. What were some of the things that you were coming up with in your mind, some of the revelations you were having about yourself? I know one of them was manifestation. That's really powerful, how you were doing that. And you did it in a weird way. It's like, okay, it's not going to work, but then they're going to call me back. It's like something about the specificity of it, you know, just being specific. Yeah. This is what I want to happen. I feel like a lot of people move through manifestation without a goal in mind. They just have a concept, but not like a specific, this is who I want to be and this is what I want to do. Most people are just like, oh, I just want more money, or I just want a new car. It's not like, I want to become this new person. And I feel like you had that in mind. It's like, I want this opportunity because this is one of the biggest opportunities I've had. Like, this, it's going to happen like this. Mm-hmm. And it was a big change for you. I remember one of my big changes, I know I'm going off all sorts of tangents. One of the biggest changes I had with this whole spirituality thing was I became a Christian, and, you know, I was trying to find a church to go to, and it just happened back to back to back. I remember I would pray, and prayer, I believe, is much like manifestation. And in regards, it's the same thing to me, honestly. Like, you're putting your wants, desires, and your needs out there to the universe, and the universe provides that. I was like, you know, I need to meet a pastor. I need to get to a church. And within a few days, I found the community. I found the pastor and all that. And after a while of doing that, I said, you know, this place isn't really fulfilling what I want. You know, I was looking for the abilities. For me, I've always known that there were abilities within us. You know, like you said, like this thing of powers and, you know, abilities. Like I wanted to move in that because I knew it was there. I knew we had that ability in our ourselves to make things happen. The magic in us, like The Secret would say. But nobody around me knew what it was. So, you know, just like you, it was like, oh, I want this opportunity. I was like, you know what? I want a mentor, someone who is actually about this spiritual thing, who actually knows what's going on. And, you know, I want them to coach me and guide me through all of this because I'm serious about this. And I believe within a week, a guy came from a different church, a different community, and he showed up and nobody knew who he was. And he was just like, hey, I just want to help the church, this, and this. And, you know, the first day I met him, we just connected just like that, you know. And I remember at the time I was having a lot of crazy stuff go on with I don't know how you are with like paranormal things and like what I would perceive at that time as demonic attacks, but I had a whole lot of stuff going on. And, you know, he kind of like cleared that stuff out like nobody else had. I remember sleeping in my house for the first time, not being afraid, feeling like the house was empty for the first time ever. And it was such a surreal feeling. I walked in expecting the oppressive eyes watching me from the shadows, but it was empty. And I remember going to sleep throughout that whole week, and I had three dreams consecutively about him teaching me something. And the last dream was us creating like a mentorship plan, you know, like, hey, we're going to meet this day, this time, yada, yada. And I, you know, I messaged him on Facebook and I was like, this is going to be really weird. Hey, man, I've been dreaming about you, this guy I just met. And, you know, I told him the dreams. I told him what happened. He was like, ah, good. I've been waiting for the person I was supposed to speak to because that's why I'm here. He's like, I came from this other church because I heard a voice say, go to this church. You're going to meet someone. You're going to teach them. And he just went there and found me. And that's how this, and that was like my first, okay, wow, like that actually happened. You know, that's crazy. So you were doing the manifestation thing. And I think that's amazing. It's an amazing way to really see that. What were some of the other spiritual things that you would, like, if you could go back to your younger self going through all these issues that you were going through before you knew this, what's something you would tell yourself?
Oh, goodness. Oh, man. I don't know. I guess just magic is real, right? There's more than meets the eye. You know, your story is really inspiring and super cool. And, you know, it's also interesting how many people are starting to wake up to these concepts. I do really believe that, you know, our consciousness is evolving at like a very, very fast rate right now. And, you know, maybe it's just the circles that I run in or whatever, but it just seems like everybody is really starting to become more accepting of these ideas that, like, you know, we have, you know, our higher soul, we have, you know, spirit guides, we have all of these other influences, we have, you know, our energy bodies, all of these different things that affect not only our health, but guide us, you know, and create inspiration. And, you know, the way that I get inspiration is really through like these intuitive hits. And it's just like an aha thing. And I think for me, that's a really big part that I have learned to listen to that moves me in the direction that I'm meant to go, right? And that just feels like something that I'm inspired by, something that I feel like I should be doing. I've had some other really more like in your face, I guess, messages that have led me down past that I need to go. But that's kind of like where I started. I feel like I was kind of naturally good at that. Like, if it feels good, do it. If I'm excited about it, do it. And we kind of like naturally will do that, I think. But really that is the intuition and, you know, your higher self being like, go this way.
I've heard that before. It's such an interesting concept that I feel like few people actually walk in. This like follow the intuition, follow the excitement. I love that you said that. Like, following the excitement has been the answer to a lot of this for me. Like, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube, getting on TikTok and sharing my experiences, because like I wanted to show people, hey, this stuff happens. This stuff is real. You're not alone in this. Because there were periods where I thought I was crazy going through some of the things I was going through. Because I've seen a lot of interesting things that people would be like, lock this guy up, you know? Put him in a, you know, put him in a jacket, like, you know, lock him away. He needs help. And I went through a large portion of that kind of alone. Like, once me and my mentor parted, it was like I still needed to learn a lot of things. And so I was like, yeah, let's get out here and show people, like, this connection is happening. This raising of vibration and higher consciousness is happening to all of us. And following the excitement is a big deal. And that, I believe, is what you did. You followed the excitement. Moving to Malaysia, I'm sure you had some people telling you, hey, that's probably not the best idea. You know, out of the blue, you can't even find it on a map. I know I couldn't. Out of the blue, you know. But you said, yes, I want to do this. I'm following that. That's your higher intuition that you're tapping into. And I appreciate that a lot. So one thing that comes to mind is nutrition. And I know that's a big deal of what you're doing in your company. I need help nutritionally. Like, you talk about, like, pains in the body and tonsillitis and things like that. I've had a chronic tonsillitis for over a decade or more. Just, like, inflamed constantly, always giving me problems, always sick, like really sick with, you know, that sort of like strep throat or a strepticus sort of thing. Body aches and pains that I'm working through. I'm taking cold showers. I'm trying to eat healthier, things like that. And when you mention your journey, that's really inspiring, because you see these advances and these increases. You're like, oh, okay, this is working. I'm going to move in that. Explain to me nutrition from a holistic mindset that you have. How do we do it?
Well, okay, so I'm not a nutritionist. One of my best girlfriends is a nutritionist, and the way that she looks at things is, you know, different than me, and it's her wealth of knowledge is just absolutely amazing, right? But when we talk about nutrition, you know, we're still looking at, like, an external thing that we're doing, right? And this is fascinating that you've had such a similar experience. And actually, what I'd really like to share is, you know, a healing situation that I'm experiencing right now that I think might really benefit you.
Come on, man. Let's come on.
Okay. So this chronic tonsillitis, right? So remember how I said that I had my tonsils removed and then, you know, I still had a whole bunch of other health issues. So I have, like, still kind of like these little mystery things hanging on. Like, I'd say I'm about 80-90% better than how I used to be. I was very, very sick. And a lot of that was, you know, just eating whole foods, you know, more plants, you know, just, you know, focusing on getting nutrients into the body, which is extremely important when we're eating really inflammatory stuff, like standard American diet things and, like, gluten and all of those things. Those just wreak havoc on our body. Now, you know, you've probably taken a lot of antibiotics for the tonsillitis, right? Yeah. So I was constantly on antibiotics. Now we have more of an understanding about how important gut health is, right? And what happens is when we take antibiotics, it, you know, damages the gut lining. We get leaky gut. We get, you know, all kinds of stuff that happens. For me, my depression and anxiety, a lot of the inflammation is because, you know, the food that you're eating is then escaping your gut lining, going out into your body, and then you're having an inflammatory response. I remember always being like, yeah, like, when I'm really depressed, it's like, and I'm hurting, it's like a fever. It feels, you know, when you have a fever and you get full body aches. Well, that's what that is. It's literally like a fever. Your immune system is attacking these foreign things, these particles that are now in your blood, right? Which is really, really bad. But, you know, even though I've been able to manage a lot of that stuff by, like, eliminating gluten and, you know, those sorts of nutritional aspects, I still have these hanging on issues, right? So there's something in my body that is producing too much aldosterone. And this causes things like high blood pressure. It's created a little bit of kidney damage in my body. I get fluid retention in my body. And it's extremely frustrating because I've done, like, everything, right? And just recently, like, within the past month or so, I suddenly was introduced to two intuitive healers. and I've been working with them, and it has been really, really amazing. So, you know, I've always understood the concept of, you know, like what Joe Dispenza speaks about and body keeps the score and all of these things. And I understand about the energetics of trauma and how those things can attach to your body and how those can create issues. And I've done a lot of self-study on that, but I really needed a mentor, right? Like what you're talking about. And the experience that I'm having right now is essentially providing that. So the two women that I'm working with, one of them in particular, my goodness, I mean, they're both just so talented. But the one woman that I'm working with, she's on the other side of Canada, but she's able to tap into my energy system, and she works with my guides through her guides and then, you know, kind of relays information to me. And she's like, she's getting to the real root cause of all of these issues. And for me, what she sees is hands choking around my throat. And she says, well, my guides say, you know, when you were a child, you were silenced a lot. You were not able to speak your truth. You were not able to communicate in a way that you needed to, which was very true. Like I had, you know, a pretty rough upbringing as a child. It was one of those, you know, scenarios where kids are meant to be seen, not heard. There was a lot of like verbal abuse and physical abuse. And I remember harboring a lot of anger. And this and energetically ended up creating an issue within the throat chakra. And as a child, that was expressing as this tonsillitis, right? So you go in and you remove the organ, you take the tonsils out, but you still have the trauma. And so now what they're showing is that this ended up manifesting within my thyroid, which is the root cause of all of these other issues. And now traditionally, because I've seen Western medical doctors and stuff about, you know, what's going on in my body, I don't think they would have ever put that together. And we've never even done like a very in-depth thyroid panel, because my TSH, which is kind of like one of the first things that they look at, is within the normal range. So we didn't really consider it. But she's saying like, yes, this is definitely the reason. And this is throwing things off for the rest of your system and why you're having all of these issues. And she says, well, you know, Krista, like you can patch things up nutritionally, right? And do all the things like the, you know, the cold plunging and the red light and all of that stuff. But she's like, until you really face those things emotionally and do the work, it's either going to get worse or it's, you know, it's just going to keep coming back. And this to me was like, I understood this concept and I thought I had done the work, to be honest. I was like, I mean, I've done a lot of things. I feel like, you know, I understand. I think I really understand what those issues are, but I guess there's more to do. Right. And so the work that I'm doing with her is really, you know, there's just certain exercises that she's given me, and it's cool because it feels like very personalized medicine, right? Because you're getting straight up messages from your higher self and your guides being like, yo, do this, right? This is, and yeah. And then it's going to go to the next thing and whatever. So, it's an incredibly cool experience, and that could be something that, you know, you're dealing with as well. And one thing that, you know, I think is really healing for both of us is like the conversation that we're having right now, right? Mm-hmm. So like expressing through the throat, expressing our truth, our story, all of those things are part of that healing. So you're already being guided to do it at a certain level, but there's probably a little bit more that needs to be unearthed there.
Yeah, it's amazing how that's all connected. I know. Like the energy body, and I know it. I'm a Reiki practitioner as well. Like I know that energy is important. I do energy work all the time.
Yeah.
But it's a different ball game to look at yourself and say, I've got these traumas. I see where they're at. Now let's deal with them. And you know, your guides are like,
how do you get it out?
Exactly. Just like, what do I do? How do I do it? And I've been through some intense, like emotionally draining counseling sessions. I remember I did one a few years ago. It was like a group of people that I really trust and really love. They were really high spiritual people. And they just set me down and they were like, all right, it's time that we work through some of these traumas that you're dealing with. And I was like, all right, let's do it. It was like a 7-hour long, like we were just going at it. Lots of tears, lots of like things being taken care of. And I feel like that's a really big part of it. But that's like the physical therapy you do at the office. Like that's what you do with like the professionals there. It's like, all right, this is how you do it, yada yada yada. And now you go home and do it on a regular basis. So I feel like there are these times of like big energetic shift where you're really handling a lot so that you can take care of it on your own. And I feel like that's the thing that falls off. Consistency is a big thing for me. It's a big thing. And all of these spiritual things, they may manifest right away in whatever dimension we can't see, but they're manifesting here in this reality takes so much longer sometimes. And so like, that's the difficulty of consistency for me, but working on these emotional things yourself, it seems like, and I know some methods that I show people and that I teach people, and they usually revolve around sitting in a meditative position and, just kind of asking your guides, like, what is it that I need to work with? And going from chakra to chakra, it's like, what's blocking this? What's causing problems in this area? And kind of moving through that. And so that's interesting that you're Reiki and like you've got these mentors as well. This is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, you're not a nutritionist. My apologies.
I mean, I love
knowledge
nutrition
that you're bringing is so good. So tell me a little bit about Wild Remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your realm of expertise. Indulge me in this knowledge.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about how I started the company, because those are like my, the really big universal nudges that I got that were very obvious at the time. So I was living overseas at the time, and I had come home to Canada one summer, and I had an old business partner reach out to me. Actually super weird, because she literally just reached out to me before this call and I haven't talked to her in years, so I don't know what that's about, but anyway, I'll have to explore that. But she had reached out to me and she was like, oh, you know, I have like this client that I'm doing marketing stuff for. He's got this really cool product, he could use some design for it, you should meet up with him. And I was like, okay, cool. And just to preface this, at the time I was kind of considering doing some sort of physical product. You know, I had been designing amazing things for people my whole life, and I was like, well, maybe I should make something, you know, that I want to make. And so I met with this gentleman, and he proceeds to tell me that he is making this chaga mushroom tea that he was brewing and bottling and selling at festivals. And I had never heard of chaga, you know, and I thought I knew about like all of the cool things. And he's telling me about this medicinal mushroom, how it has the highest amount of antioxidants on the planet, you know, like cures cancer, da da da, like all of these things. And I was like, okay. Wow, like this is a lot of information. And I was just totally enamored. And I was like, okay, well, I need to look into this. Like, this is really interesting. So I had some inspiration there. A couple of days later, I was at a girlfriend's house and we were having a party. We were doing some other kinds of mushrooms that night. And she starts telling me about chaga mushroom. And she's like, yeah, you know, like it's been used in First Nations medicine for years and da da da. And I was like, what? Like, that's so strange. Like, I just heard about that. That's so funny. I'm hearing about it again. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna remember that. Then a few days later, this all happened within like a week or two. So there's this place outside of my hometown called the Center of the Universe. And the story is that back in the 70s, an apprentice monk from San Francisco kind of mysteriously showed up to this place and started doing all of these energetic tests and then deemed it to be the center of the universe on Earth. And so since then, it's become kind of this like spiritual hub where people come from all over the world to do retreats and things. It's literally just kind of like a remote spot on the top of a mountain. And there is a gentleman there that owns the property. I got in touch with him and I was like, hey, I'd love to, you know, come up and have a tour. So I went up there with my parents And, you know, he took us on a little tour. He's like, take your shoes off, do some grounding, some meditations. And then he was kind of showing us stuff that you can eat in the forest. And he kind of stops and he looks at me and he's like, have you ever heard of chaga? And I was like, okay.
All right, I got it.
Loud and clear. And that's kind of, you know, that was like, okay, something I need to look into. So I get back to Malaysia and I start studying medicinal mushrooms and, you know, sourcing some really amazing extracts, tried it on myself. At that point, I was still struggling with getting sick all the time. I felt like my immune system wasn't, you know, super great. I would just get colds and flus fairly easily. So every time I got on a plane, I traveled a lot, I would end up with something. And so I started taking chaga every day and that just stopped happening. So I feel like it's been really miraculous for me in that way. And, chaga is just a very interesting adaptogen. It works with people's bodies in many different ways, but it is really great for the immune system. So I had, you know, created this tea. I handmade this tea in my kitchen in Malaysia. I launched the company at the Bali Spirit Festival. I got a booth there and filled my suitcase full of brown mushroom powder, not thinking that that would be a problem, just bringing it into Indonesia, like just narrowly escaped jail.
Is it like a psychedelic compound, this chaga?
No, not at all. But mushroom, I mean, like, right? Indonesia has like really strict laws about stuff and about like foreigners selling things, which I just didn't even consider at the time. I was like, this isn't going to be a problem.
Don't want you to make any money without their say so. What are you talking
about? But I mean, yeah, I mean, when I think about it now, I'm just like, oh my God, why did I even consider that that was a good idea? But whatever, I got away with it. And yeah, that's kind of what started everything. I hustled that tea for a few years, zero experience, no idea what I was doing. And was starting to get to the point where I was like, oh, you know, like, I don't know, this thing isn't working. I had been working with a woman at that point that I spoke to, you know, every once in a while. She was intuitive and she told me like, you know, this is the thing that you need to be doing. The company is going to be successful. And I grinded and I grinded and it just wasn't happening. And I kind of thought, well, I don't know, maybe this isn't right. Hmm. And she told me, you know, that I had the cycle coming up where there was going to be a lot of product development. And I was like, I mean, I don't know how at this point. And I ended up meeting some people who had a health food consultancy. I showed them about this idea that I had. I had this burst of inspiration about a year prior on a solo road trip from Canada to Utah. And it was for this, you know, collection that I had envisioned of like these multicolor creamy drinks that had different nutraceuticals and mushrooms and botanicals and gourmet flavors. And I just totally fell in love with this idea. I was completely passionate about it. And just kind of designed a prototype, you know, just, you know, in Photoshop, like, this is what it's going to look like. These are the flavors, just all this creative inspiration that came out. And I showed this idea to these people. They asked, they're like, well, you know, this tea product's cool, but it's one product. Like, you need a line, like nobody, this is never going to go anywhere. So I showed them this idea and, they were blown away and they were like, this, what you've created is amazing. Like, you have to figure out a way to make this a reality. Whole Foods will buy this in a second. And so, you know, I went from like being disillusioned and 4 months later, I had sold off the rest of my tea, used the money to work with a food scientist and a formulator to create the products that we have now, the magic lattes, as we call them. And they were formally brought into this world in September of 2021. And now here we are.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm happy with that. So the chaga is like, I'm sure there are probably many other things in it, but the chaga is like the main thing. This is the first time hearing of chaga. So I'm sure I'm going to hear it many more times as the days progress. But so it's explain to me a little bit more about what goes into how you make these things. If you can, I don't want you to like to devolve
So essentially they're botanical powders, they're blends that are meant to be made at home with a milk of choice. Each product has a different function. So we have three that we've started with. We have a beauty potion, a resilience potion, which works on the immune system. And we have a sleepy time or like a stress reduction formula. And there's only medicinal mushrooms in one of them, which is our spiced chocolate. So it's like a creamy cacao, a little bit spicy with some black pepper. And it has some really amazing wild Siberian chaga extract in it. There's actually three servings of chaga in every one of our sample packs. And, you know, our beauty potion is really cool. It's strawberry rose. We have some botanicals in there. There's like real, you know, freeze-dried strawberry. There's a really cool nutraceutical that I've also included in there that I sourced from France, which is clinically proven to plump your skin. Wow. And then we have Almond Lavender Dream, which is our sleepy time potion. It's absolutely delicious. We have some like amaretto extracts and vanillas in there, but we have, you know, the sedative herbs like passion flower and chamomile and lavender. And yeah, they're just really versatile. They're easy for people to use. I wanted to create something that, you know, funneled all my creativity. I designed all the packaging. You'll see my custom illustrations on the boxes. And my love of food, you know, I wanted to have stuff that was really delicious. And I think we achieved that. The flavors are really unique and really nice. And then, you know, provide something that is just, you know, going to, you know, create fortitude within people and essentially level up your ritual, your daily ritual, right? We do these things like we have the bedtime tea or we have the coffee or whatever. And this is a way to kind of, you know, I guess create more awareness around the intention and create a really beautiful experience. We also offer, you know, beautiful little dried flowers that you can sprinkle on your lattes to create more of like a beautiful experience, very Instagrammable. And yeah.
Excellent. So how long will it, how long does it take someone if you have this like clinical information or anything like that? Or better yet, how long did it take you to start seeing results from chaga? So say I was to start taking this the wild remedy lattes and things like that, incorporating chaga into my diet, when will I start to feel these benefits?
Well, you know, everybody's different, right? And I'm very, very diligent when it comes to chaga. So I've been taking it for a really long time. With medicinal mushrooms, they are adaptogenic, right? So they're going to work on the body in different ways, depending on what the body's needs are. Adaptogens essentially help bring the body into balance. So, I mean, like I've had people, you know, come up to me when I'm at markets or whatever, and they tell me the most miraculous things about using chaga. Like I've had one lady tell me that she, what does she have? She had like gallstones or kidney stones or something, started taking this tea and then they went away. And then this other gentleman came up to me and he was diagnosed with cancer. And then he just, there was a company that got in touch with him that, you know, made chaga products, and they just sent him a bunch of stuff and that's all he took. And then he went into remission, and like, it just really crazy stuff. Like we don't promote that sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, it's nuts. Like, these are just things that people have told me, like, we obviously can't promote that sort of thing, but I've heard really amazing stories. And for myself personally, all I can say is that, you know, I have experienced, you know, resiliency in my immunity. You know, even if I feel like something's starting to come on, I'll just take like a double or a triple dose, and it just kind of nips that cold or whatever in the bud. Yeah.
I've heard that our pharmaceutical companies and just like the pharmaceutical industry works in such a way to keep these natural remedies from us, because when you take the patient and you heal the patient, you know, they're done. They go off and do their own thing. But when you give them medicines that in a way still inhibit them, they have to come back.
So it's legit like pure evil. It's absolutely crazy. I was doing a podcast the other day. This guy who's involved in a supplement company here in Canada, and Health Canada here is just absolutely outrageous. They've got products that legit, you know, cure people of things. One in particular that really helps people with bipolar, and they were, Health Canada was blocking people from receiving this medicine, and it resulted in, you know, people killing themselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's this is crazy. Insane. You're bringing crazy things to my mind right now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what's the agenda? Like, you know, what's the plan? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, is it just money? Or is it like, is there something, are we being herded like cattle into a specific way of living? Like, it's just...
Little bit. I mean, there's all kinds of theories. It's definitely about money. It's definitely about control. I really think it's about people, or, you know, keeping people sick, dumb, overweight, whatever, you know, because, you know, when you're in that kind of situation, you're going to do what you're told. One thing that I really like to educate people about is just, you know, advocating for your own health and take responsibility for your own health. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people look outside themselves for that. They believe, you know, a guy in a white coat that says MD is the only person that can help them is, you know, you essentially just hand over responsibility for your health to this person. And instead of taking the initiative to make diet changes or whatever, it's just like, well, just give me a pill, right? Like, there's a laziness about that. Yeah. And you can take the pill and you might feel better, but you're not addressing the root cause, right? Yeah. And it's money. The doctor is making money every time he prescribes that. The pharmaceutical companies literally, you know, promote their drugs that way. And yeah, there's just like a whole sort of insidious thing behind that.
It's a mess. Yeah. Control and money and it's a mess.
It is. Well,
Crystal, we're coming to the end of our time here. I thank you so much for being on the show. You've given a lot of information, a lot of food for thought that I need to take. And like chaga is an interesting thing now. I'm going to start moving into the medicinal mushroom world and see what I can learn from that. See if I can get some healing done. If you would tell the audience, people watching, listening, where they can find more of you, projects you're working on, wildness remedies, so on and so forth.
Yeah. So the best way to get in touch is, you know, just go to our website at wildremedieshop.com. I believe my email and stuff is somewhere on there. You can get in touch personally. And our Instagram handle is wild_remedies.
And all that's going to be in the show notes as well. Again, her website, you guys want to contact her specifically. And I keep messing up the buttons. I got a whole setup going on here that, you know, this little like podcast thingy I got outside of Zoom. But yes, that's going to do it for this episode of the Astromind Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a blast. I hope you guys learned something from this. I hope you have something to take away from it. And you just enjoyed listening to two people just hash it out. If you guys want to get in touch with me, all my links are going to be down in the descriptions below and in the show notes. And the book, The Cure for Enlightenment, is out. I talk about reaching enlightenment and all of these higher states of life in a natural way, more consistently. Blessings, love and light, namaste. And as always, never stop adventuring. There we go again. There's
Yay!
Another one.
That was so good. They've all but abandoned our small minds. Scream about nothing but fear. Trying to run up a decline. Maybe one day we'll learn the truth. Maybe we're blind by design. Coming to the place to talk. Maybe we're blind by design.